There's no formula. I'll never forget, a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, we were at a conference here, and I'm walking into the building, and this lady who I knew was on a cell phone. She's screaming hysterically, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God!" And I'm like, "What's going on?" She goes, "Ah, my son, my son!" And he's leaning up against the wall outside here, and he's like 6'3", and he's a 20-year-old kid, and he's in a lot of pain. I can just tell. He's trying to keep the tears from flowing, and his mom is calling 911 and trying to give them directions to the church here, which he does not know. And she's hysterical, and she's like, "Oh, my son, my son, my son!" And I said, "Well, you go stand outside, and I'll take care of your son." And so I'm asking him what's going on. Well, he was riding his skateboard down the hill here, and he fell going about 25 miles an hour, and he crushed his pelvis. And he made it up the hill, but he got up, and he could not bend. He could not sit down. He could not walk. He was just leaning up against the wall. He was stuck there. And he's like, I can't move. And, this was like one of those kind of guy, like football player types, good-looking guy. And, he was just trying not to cry. But it's like, they were just like bubbling, And so all of a sudden, I see a picture of a little boy coming to his father saying, "Daddy, Daddy, I got an owie. Kiss it and make it better." Okay, all better. Thank you, Daddy. So I knelt down and I just went, "Daddy, would you just kiss his pelvis right now and make it better?" Instantly, he starts running up and down this hallway right here. "I'm healed, I'm healed, I'm healed." And his mother's like, "We don't need you anymore," click. So the next day, there's a pastor who has come up with his whole elder board, and he's dying of stomach cancer. And they call me and ask if I can meet him right here in the center of this gym here. So I come walking in, and there's like a semicircle of all these elders around the senior leader, the pastor, who then explains to me that he's got stomach cancer, and his stomach is all distended like he's 9 months pregnant. So and he only has like maybe a month left to live. And so I'm thinking, all right, well, yesterday, this guy was out in the hallway, and "Daddy, would you kiss it and make it better?" And so I'm thinking, wow, this guy really needs a miracle. So I thought, well, I'm going to go the extra mile here. And I explained to him what I had done the day before, the testimony. And I said, "Hey, would you mind if I did the same thing for you right now? Would that be okay?" And he says, "Yeah, sure, sure." And I says, "Well, actually, I feel like I'm supposed to."